right, 807 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Phone number, text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Let's not run this. I had another, the piece of music I wanted to roll in with here. Do you have it? All right, so go to that cut. Go to the...
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
I think this is the new theme song for Governor Ivy. I'm thinking about retooling this whole Bare Naked Ladies song and making it representative of what just happened in Montgomery. Yeah, it's 1 week, and that's how long it took for them to gavel into special session, have the House vote through a trio of bills, infrastructure bills, gas tax, part of that, and then having the Senate pick it up yesterday, run it through, and by COB yesterday, it was all press conference time with the governor and Speaker McCutcheon and Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh taking the victory lap. Those would be three Republicans, the three most, the highest office Republicans in the state of Alabama, having a victory lap for raising taxes. So I got to get reaction from our buddy Jeff Poor from Lanyap, Breitbart, Yellowhammer News, host of the Jeff Poor Show on WVNN in Huntsville. Hey, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So it was just 1 week, right? As the Bare Naked Ladies said.
Exactly a week. She called a special session on Tuesday. And guess what? On Tuesday, a week later, the gas tax is final. It got signed into law yesterday afternoon.
If there was a singular or a suite of bills to say that Auburn University and the University of Alabama were the two best colleges in the nation, they couldn't have gotten that through the legislature in 1 week.
No, it's amazing. The speed of government, as they say, when government really wants something, it gets it done, if you haven't noticed.
But I guess you could also say this took 26 years for them to, because 92 was the last time they raised that. So that was a pretty big part of them saying, yeah, it's time we go ahead and raise this gas tax.
And right, and they tried to do this in the past under different governors. Mm-hmm.
Two years ago they tried to do it. I mean, 2 years ago.
Failed at it miserably. Or any kind of tax increase. But this, and I you know, you we can argue about the merits of this bill, but I'm kind of in awe of how they pulled this off, because I know a lot of people say, well, we really didn't talk about it much last election. We talked about it a little bit, you know, like us and yep, some of the state media. But it just seemed to me like, well, no one's really running against a gas tax increase. There was the Elliott race in Baldwin County, of course, I think. But around the state, there are one here, two in there, you know, not that many. But it wasn't a big gubernatorial campaign issue.
No.
And it was never as big as it never became the prevailing issue. It was always Medicaid expansion or the lottery or something along those lines.
It might have been like Bill Hightower might have spoken out against it. But I'm thinking, okay, in the Republican primary for governor, the closest to challenge Governor Ivy, and it turned out not that close, Mayor of Huntsville, Tommy Battle, there's somebody who supports the tax increase. And then, of course, the incumbent, kind of incumbent, Kay Ivey, who is the co-signer on this thing. So there would be two people that would have been at the last days of the Republican primary. Both have shown themselves to be on board with this.
And if I'm not mistaken, Tommy Battle at a debate, one of those Ivyless debates that we were told that Ivy was out sick or doing something.
Right, right.
He said he would support a gasoline increase. I mean, gasoline tax increase.
Yep.
So you know,
that's what I'm saying. They both were in. I mean, there was.
He didn't just find religion last week to curry favor with the governor. He was kind of on board with this all along. I think the only person that I know on that stage,
Bill Hightower? I think Hightower. I have to go back, but I think he had. But I don't know that for a fact, so I'm not going to state that.
He is against it now, I believe.
No, he is.
If
he
I'm
is.
Not mistaken.
Yeah, he is. He's written the editorial about it and called in here and talked about it. But it's a done deal, and it's just, to me, it's like I said earlier, and I know you addressed this week in the new issue of Lanyap. This is a big takeaway if you think it should have passed or not. But if you look at the raw politics, the X's and O's of this, this is a huge win for Governor Ivey.
That's what I call her. I call her K. Ellen Sabin because she didn't just pass this thing. Guys, she won the House and the Senate. She won overwhelmingly. It wasn't close. I mean, if you know, the margin of victory between the House and the Senate versus what the public opinion shows, I mean, that's an accomplishment right there. She flat out said, well, the constituents, they may be against it, but they don't know the facts. And it was just very, very, very blatant, very strident, very brazen. I think she just really, say what you want to about the merits of this whole discussion, but what she and Joe Bonner, and I think the BCA were able to accomplish is still something. It looked like halftime in the Alabama-Arkansas game last year.
Joyless murder ball going on.
Yeah, that's what I say. Joyless murder politics. We like Saban sit at halftime during one of his games. We didn't just come up here to win a football game. We came up here to beat a team. Well, that's what happened this last week. They beat this thing into submission, and it was almost like a loyalty test.
And think about this, y'all. If you know, it's tough in our state where there's not a real worry about Republicans versus Democrats. It's intra-party, not inter-party, for the last decade or more. And in this case, you just had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican governor lead off on a tax increase. That's huge. That's huge. I mean, think about Time Machine 10 years ago and me telling you the Republicans will be pushing a tax increase and get overwhelming support in both bodies and in the Blunt Mansion. Well, lost Jeff. I tell you what, we'll run to the break. We'll come back. I don't know what we've lost. One leg of the communication there to his studio in Huntsville.
Maybe he's speechless. Speechless that this guy passed. I doubt that.
Yeah, we'll come right back. More with Jeff Poore right here on Mobile Mornings. Also, take your comments on the text line at 343-0106. Actually, same phone number. Get you through on the phone lines as well. And people are asking, what does this have to do with the lottery? Lottery's not gone. Lottery discussion will be coming back up in regular session. Will it pass? I don't know. Some people think maybe it passes this session. Some people think they're seeding the garden for next session, so for 2020.
Yeah, so you can put a check mark next to one big contentious subject, that being a gas tax, but we still got lottery and prisons to go here.
That's right. Although the prison debate may be have an end around here from Governor Ivey using the executive action here to enter into a contract with private enterprises to build out the prisons. But we'll get to that in just a second. We'll get right back to Jeff Poore. He is live from Huntsville right here on Mobile Mornings. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Man, back up on the Bayway. It's been going on for about an hour and 10 minutes or so out there, and we'll keep you up to date with traffic four times an hour every morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also, we continue our conversation with Jeff Poore. Of course, you read his work in Lanyap and Breitbart, Yellowhammer News. Check out his radio show. Good for him. It's called The Jeff Poore Show on WVNN every weekday at 2 out of Huntsville. And give people a little tease. I know we'll get in trouble with Rob, but your column, The Beltway Beat, this week dealing with exactly this, right? The vote yesterday for the gas tax and the governor's play here, the big win, politically the big win.
Right. I call her KL and save it. But think of all the things she had to get worked out for this to happen. Okay, the first fight we were told was going to be between the counties and the cities. Mm-hmm. That fight never really happened. They figured that all out before the bill was even released to the public. The next part of this was getting that special session and realizing you don't have to submit your budget to the legislature. If you're KIV, you don't have to submit your budget to the legislature until the second day of the legislative session. She calls for the special session on the first day. She's got all these corporate sort of pro-business interests that are like the big mules. So she gets the BCA and all these guys on board. They're just flooding the zone with ads all over the state. She got that component. Then she goes to every individual member, and this is what I am told, that there is a big whiteboard in the governor's office, and it has the names of every legislator in Alabama on it. And next to it, it has either a red dot, a blue dot, a green dot, or a black dot. The black dot is for if they didn't know if you voted, how you were going to vote on it, or if you voted present or something. The green dot is if you voted for it or were supporting it. And the red dot is if you voted against it or weren't supporting it. So when you are a member of the legislature, do you want to go to the governor for some of this money that she can appropriate towards something to go to your district? She's going to point up to that black whiteboard and say, hey, remember that time we tried to do this gas tax? So she really twisted arms and did all of these things you had to do to lay the groundwork and had this game plan and then executed it. And yesterday, it was stunning to see it happen in a week. It may have been, I think, maybe a little bit of overkill. Was it really necessary to use all of that political capital to get this done? And she ran up the score, and it was just a sight to behold. That's the way it's done. I don't know why she needed to have total domination in the House and the Senate, but she got it. That may come back to haunt her someday. But if you're just watching it and you're saying this is how it's done and this would be the ideal scenario, well, she got the ideal scenario.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about that arm twisting, and while the governor smiles and patting people on the back and thanking them for their support publicly and all that, it's good to get your reporting that behind the scenes, it's even at Montgomery level, it is a blood sport.
Well, it wasn't much of a blood sport.
Well, the leverage.
It was a bloodbath, but the thing is, Sean, the opposition to this thing never had the opportunity to organize, and I don't know what that was.
That was
all
by
about.
Design. It had to be. I mean, that's why the special called so early to not let this thing. If this would have simmered during a regular session, this would have been something they would have been dealing with next month, late next month. The outcome might have been different.
Well, it might have been. I still think it passes. I mean, just based on a 28-6 margin in the Senate and an 84-20 margin in the House. I mean, you don't get those. Like you said, you don't even get those numbers to support Alabama and Auburn as the best colleges in the state
right.
in the Alabama legislature. She got Democrats to come on board. Now, this is another big detail here. I was at a town hall meeting. For Anthony Daniels, he is the House Minority Leader, and he happens to have his district up here in Huntsville. And I went to one of his town halls. He and State Representative Laura Hall were side by side, and they discussed the gas tax. And they said, well, we're, you know, with a supermajority, it's hard to be a Democrat in the Alabama legislature. But we said, if we come on board with this gas tax, what can you do for us? And then they said, and this is one that he refers to today, it's the governor, it's the House and Senate leadership, so Mac McCutcheon and Del Marsh. So we're going to take a look. We know they have many problems, but we'll take a look at Medicaid expansion, the lottery, some of the things they want to do with the historically black colleges and universities, some of the prison reform stuff. They made a list of their priorities, and they're going to get a hearing in this session. What does that mean? I don't really know, but that is what I am told. So they made a deal with Democrats as well to get them on board.
But not all those Democrats did get on board.
Not all of them, but most of them did. The leadership did, and what, one lone Democrat? Proportionately, more Democrats voted for this than Republicans, a Republican bill. And what, one Democrat in the Senate and just a two in the House? They don't have a whole lot of Democrats as it is, but the whole Alabama legislature, there were only three Democrats that voted against a bill brought by the Republicans.
Now, I've gotten, other than people that have been upset with what happened in this one week, I have people asking what's next and saying, hey, lottery, lottery, lottery. I had several calls this morning already about it. Will they be taking that on? Will that come up in regular session?
So what I am told is that they're going to get to these Democrat priorities in a hurry just to appease them. And I think lottery is up there on the list. Now, the other thing I think they're going to try, and then that's the prison reform idea. As you know, Ivy has the trick Trump card, or whatever you want to call it, where she could do it on her own without the legislature. But I would expect those two. I don't know. I don't feel like there's any hard feelings or bad blood coming out of this either. It was kind of a bloodless fight, if you ask me. So it's not like Ivy made a lot of people mad to force this through. She's still in good standing with most of the legislature.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because I had first, I guess I'd heard of it, had maybe 2 weeks ago. Some people that were listening to the station that called the governor's office said they were upset with the idea at that point that a special was going to be called when you first announced. I think that was like the week before they actually did it, that the governor was going to call for this special session for the gas tax increase. And people said they called the office of the governor and were complaining, and they were told, this is anecdote, this is just what a third party hearsay, they were told on the phone that the governor was not running again. And now I hear that pretty more common coming out of Montgomery, that the governor is not going to run for another term, and therefore she really doesn't care the political implications long term for her.
Right. So she's not really got much to lose.
She's not got much to lose, I guess. So she could just run roughshod if she's not going to run again. So, you know, like, what are the political consequences? There aren't any for Ivy. There may be for some others in that in Montgomery. And I would say, John, the one you need to watch is Senate Pro Tem President Del Marsh, because he's been rumored to want to run for the United States Senate. And if I'm Bradley Byrne, I already got those commercials cut.
Yes.
Saying, he raised your gas taxes. Why would you vote for this guy?
Right. So do you think he did it anyway, or that's a tell that the rumor and the suspicion that he would run for Senate 2020 is not true? I mean, is there any, like, if we're playing cards here, what do you think the hand he's got is?
I think it's possible. I think that that he may be holding out for 2022. Either way, even if he runs in 2020 or 2022, I think what the business community told him, I think what Richard Shelby, who's kind of running it these days with his former chief of staff as the head of the BCA, said, look, get on board with this. We'll have your back when you run for U.S. Senate. And you'll be kind of what Luther Strange was to us in the last 2017 special election.
How'd that work out for Luther Strange?
Right, and they tried to force him through. I don't know that to be the case, but I got to be looking at this. If I'm just, this is just me speculating, guys. I don't know that to be the case, but I got to be thinking there had to be some kind of deal made to get a guy that was going to run for United States Senate and going to be very, very vulnerable for pushing something like this through that's antithetical to whatever Republicans and conservatives believe in. They had to tell him, we'll help you out and just, work with us here, and then we'll do something for you in the future.
All right, and just a minute left here, but you got the same email, but you beat me on Twitter here, in national politics, who's coming to Alabama?
Senator Elizabeth Warren, and a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful.
She's coming to start, I mean, she's campaigning here in the Yellowhammer State.
She is doing a stop in Selma on March 19th, I believe, and also going to do an organizational session in Birmingham. Two things about that. I think she thinks she's got a shot at getting some of the African-American vote in Alabama. I don't think so. I think that will go to a Cory Booker or Kamala Harris. We were talking about during the break, I think all this is just talk. I think at this point, if Biden gets in, it's going to look like what happened when Trump came down the escalator. You'll see Biden jump out to a double-digit lead, and everybody will be playing catch-up throughout the rest of the process.
All right, we got a while more to talk about that. People want to reach out to you online. Where do they find you?
Twitter.com/Jeff_Poor.
If y'all following anybody in Alabama politics, follow that man right there, because you get good news and good takes on what to make of the news. And it's always a pleasure to have him on. All right, coming right back, we'll grab your phone calls and your text, 343-0106.
Thank you, Kane. 836 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. How is everybody?
Hey, we're all doing good here at FM Talk 106.5. How are things going at McConnell Automotive? I understand that there is a pretty good sale right now.
You know, we do, Dalton. We have a great sale going on, and one of the things we've got is we've got a closeout on our 18 models. We've been talking about this for a little bit, and I'm kind of excited. In some ways, we still have a few because of the savings for our customers out there. And all they simply have to do is go and check it out at our website, McConnellAutomotive.com. And an example, Dalt, would be GMC Terrains and Buick Encores. And those are two of our small SUVs that people are still able to lease for less than $189 a month. And kind of excited we can still do 20% off some of our Z71 and crew cab, two-wheel drive trucks, and you know, our pre-owned vehicles, we've got about 20 that we do pre-auction prices. So it's just an easy place to shop in Dalton at McConnellAutomotive.com. If we put a price on the internet, we actually honor it. What a concept, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are frustrated with these prices they get on the internet, and they go to the dealership and they actually try to charge them more. And at McConnell, we've just been in business since 1955, serving Mobile on the Gulf Coast, and we love to have our customers come back for the next 2 and 5 and 10 and 20 years. So we just love to do it straight up and save people time, money, and hassle. And all they have to do is shop our website. And literally right now, we've got a big truck, a brand new 2019 Sierra's coming in, so we're making room for them. So the deals are fantastic, and easiest place to check them out is at our website, McConnellAutomotive.com, buddy.
All right, lots of reasons to check out McConnell Automotive. We appreciate it, Mitch.
Yeah, y'all have a great day, man.
You too. That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right, we'll get some calls and a bunch of texts coming in as well. Read through a couple of these texts real quickly. Jeffrey up in Millery is worried about not getting... See, this is kind of an in-between. He said he's worried about the gas tax, but he said, come drive on my road and you'll see why if I don't get better service out of the current tax. He lives up in Millery on a bad road. You know, that's part of this breakdown, too. Like Jeff said, we thought... I'll tell you this. One of the places... that one of the tennis balls I was chasing early on, that the debate would be really between the big municipalities and the rural areas of the state. That was one of the things we saw. But they got that worked out. And I guess all entities seem okay with their share. Yeah, you know, you've got counties, cities getting like 8%, counties getting 20-something percent, the remainder going to the state. They seem good with that. Lord knows, I mean, there was, you look at the votes, like Jeff said, I mean, people were lined up to vote yes on this. It was a politically, wherever you stand on this, politically a big win for Governor Ivey.
Yeah, at least in Montgomery they were lined up to vote yes. But on our online opinion poll right now, the question, will you continue to support senators and representatives who voted for the gas tax? The no votes now winning. So yes, getting 43% of the vote for people who will continue to support those representatives, and no getting 57%.
All right. This texter said, this gas tax is more of a tax on the poor than any lottery would be. I think that would be accurate, right? Mm-hmm. Lottery, voluntary. I guess gas tax is, some people say gas tax voluntary, you don't have to drive. Okay. But other than that, this one here, I texted State Senator yesterday that I'm in regular communication with and thanked him for raising my taxes. So how do you think I'm going to vote in the poll this morning? That from David.
Thanked him for raising the taxes.
It's sarcasm.
Okay, I'll just making sure.
Do ships and tugboats that benefit from the channel improvements pay fuel tax? You know, I don't know that the marine fuel and that bunker diesel that they'd use there, I think they pay something. I don't have that right in front of me, but we'll find that out. This texter says, now that the gas tax is passed, soon the political class will be giving themselves pay raises. Also, if Governor Ivey had made this known during the campaign for governor, she would not be governor. Yeah, maybe. I think other than maybe Bill Hightower, there was, and Scott Dawson, who stepped in it himself, there was a lot of people on the Republican side that were already, this would have happened with any of those Republicans. Well, the majority of those Republicans. Let's see.
And as far as where the money will go, making sure it doesn't go into the politicians' pockets, I mean, Ivy put out a, when she was initially speaking at the press conference leading into general session, she laid out the plan. And this is going to be pretty closely monitored, right, with the audits and everything like that?
Right. So this is, we've been talking about this for a while, and I just want to make sure that all of us here in FM Talk 106.5 land get with the real, because it's been, as it's presented, a lot of other places, it's just like the gas tax. Okay, that's true, but you're missing part of it. So it's a suite of three bills, and that's suite like a S-U-I-T-E, not sweet. It's a suite of bills. So number one is the accountability measures, which has an increased accountability over LDOT and oversight. And we can talk about it. You can go back to the podcast when I was in Montgomery last week. We really got into detail how that works, how they set these groups. That, for example, here's how it would help. If you are a municipality that spoke out against LDOT and you had a project that was in line, maybe you were project number 7 in line for LDOT, and you spoke out and you moved to 53, and you say, hey, what gives? Mm-hmm. It gives you a mechanism to go in front of this board and say, hey, they're putting the screws to me here. And it gives you, and it also gives that group of legislators the mandate to be looking at every dollar spent mm-hmm. by LDOT. And what we've been told is the, and it's in the bill. So I mean, somebody said, well, they can go around it. Well, okay, it's in the bill that the money, the additional money that comes in from the gas tax will go to asphalt, concrete, dirt, you know, steamroller, those mm-hmm. kind of things, not offices and jobs and advertising brochures and those kind of things. So it's going to be in stuff,
right?
Like road building stuff. Donnie, we already made the joke off air, but Donnie said about Elizabeth Warren coming to Alabama because
mm-hmm.
She's coming to Birmingham and Selma. He said, "You mean Warren's not going to Atmore? No, she's not. I don't think the Porch Creeks. I don't think the Porch Creeks want anything to do with her or Owa. No, they don't." Wayne says, "Isn't this the problem with politics? I'll vote for this now, even if I hate it and it will hurt pocketbooks. If you do this for me later, even if you hate it and it might hurt national security, if the representatives aren't voting for the best interests of their people and aren't listening to them when they scream no or yes to a bill, then aren't we still living in a taxation without representation country? Or is it okay because we have a representative? Because we have a representative, even if by title only?" Wayne, I hear what you're saying in spirit, but also you do have the chance to vote those people out. I mean, this is why people say, well, we should be able to vote on this, this, and this. There's a certain point where you streamline in a republic versus a democracy. And I mean, we get people that say we're a democracy all the time. We're not a democracy. We're a democratic republic, sure, but we are a republic. In other words, we don't vote on everything. In ancient Athens, there weren't that many things and there weren't that many people, and you could conceivably vote on each item as a community.
Mm-hmm.
Streamlined effort, our founding fathers were brilliant in saying, yeah, we need to have a republic here, a representative republic. So, Wayne, you're right. Day in and day out, you can't make a change, but you can, you know, when election time comes up. What is the state of Alabama doing about the massive state trooper shortage? Okay, this is part of it. Part of that revenue will go to ALEA like it is now through ALDOT, but there's what it's going to do, I guess, is mandate that the state in the general fund, see if I get this correctly, mandates the state in the general fund to allocate more money to ALEA to make up the money that's not coming out of the ALDOT budget going forward. And it's not just to state troopers, it's to the court system as well, mm-hmm. which the court system, by the way, is a net producer in revenue for the state, but is always starved of money because this is the ridiculous three-card money game we play in Alabama. It's like the court system ends up producing revenue but has to move that revenue elsewhere, so the court system is short money and has to get this allocation coming through ALDOT, you know, for $60 million, I think, is what it was. They moved from ALDOT into the courts and the state troopers. Instead of just letting the courts keep the revenue, it's what happens with earmarking. It's why it's so frustrating that you have 93% of the general fund budget earmarked. I understand why that was done over time, because people don't trust their representatives mm-hmm. and their senators, but that comes back on us. We either need to do a better job of putting people up there, or we need to get over it. Because the fact that you send them to Montgomery, but then leave them only the liberty to make decisions year to year with 7% of the general fund budget, it'd be like hiring somebody to do a job and saying, but 93% of the job you don't make, it's already decided. Mm-hmm. There's just this little 7% over here that you make a decision.
You just got to follow the directions, basically.
Right. Somebody said marine diesel's dyed red, I guess, just like, classified as off-road diesel. Oh, by the way, too, somebody was talking about that before, an idea that had come up, and I brought that up in Montgomery, and you would have thought I just said the sky was purple.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, while we're talking about gas, or talking about gasoline here, what if we move to having off-road gasoline? And they all looked at me, and they said, what do you mean? I said, well, the same way we have off-road diesel. Like, if I get the diesel I run in our tractors on the farm,
mm-hmm.
just like marine, it's dyed red, right? So I don't pay the taxes on it because conceivably, and in my case, y'all, tractor's not on the roads. I don't have any reason to go across it. We're interior.
You're not riding down Cottage Hill Road?
No, but I mean, tractor. Like, I come, like, my family, my grandfather's farm, he would have to ride. He had separate parcels he farmed. He'd have to get out on the roads and ride down to another field.
Oh, yeah, Clark County all the time.
Okay, we're lucky in our place. We don't have to do that. So I don't get the tractors. But most tractors not spending a lot of time tearing up roads. So that, you know, you run off-road diesel in those. It's dyed red. Somebody had suggested, what about for all the gasoline that's sold for, especially those of us that are, like, really religious about putting making sure we have non-ethanol fuel in our yard equipment, mm-hmm. ATVs, generators. I buy all that. I pay gas taxes on that. And that never my generator is not tearing up the roads. My yeah. ATV is not tearing up the roads. You know, those. So, but they looked at me like I had, you know, said I was speaking in tongues or something to them. They said, yeah. All right. We'll get to that later. Hey, we'll come right back to the phones at 343-0106. Also, more texts coming in here on the text line. But we'd love to hear from you. And pick up the phone. Call us now. 343-0106. And also vote in the online opinion poll question. Will you continue to support senators and representatives who voted for the gas tax? That's a 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, 8:51 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings coming straight to the phones. Well, give you a second here to tell you about what's going on with Lightstream. So it's you know, it's middle of the month. Maybe it's bill time around your house. When you get the credit card bill, look down there and see what you're paying in interest on that credit card debt. Average interest rate on credit card debt here in these United States is over 18% APR. So take a look, see what you're paying right now. And how about this? How about you lower that rate? You can refinance your high interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. The rate's fixed. It's never going up on you. And you get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Like bam, like bingo, like right there. When you have good credit, you deserve great service and a low interest rate. A fixed rate loan from Lightstream, that's lending uncomplicated. If you want to save more, y'all can get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get the discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. My last name, S-U-L-L-I-V as in victory, A-N. Their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. And to the phones we go. And first of all, because he's talking about taxing on boats, and he has the coolest name on the list here. Is it Hoke?
Yep, that's right.
That's awesome. What a cool name. Hey, Hoke, welcome to the show.
Hey, this is the South. We stick our kids with all kinds of things.
I love it, man. I think it's cool.
Anyway, the thing is that what I wanted to bring up is that I used to work at a marina, and all of the diesel and the gasoline that we put into boats is taxed at a totally different rate. And
part of that goes into Wallop Bro or Ride Dingle Johnson. Some of that money that builds boat ramps and all that. I know there's part of that money mm-hmm. goes there. Yeah,
but it's just a pittance compared to what the road taxes are. The thing is, you can't even put it in lawnmowers or your tractors that you use around the marina. They catch you doing that, and they'll jerk your gas, your right to sell gas and diesel away from you. So it wouldn't be that much of a stretch for us to have all kinds of layered taxes.
Oh, if you start unpeeling the onion here and seeing where money goes to, there's a lot of things that we don't know about that just have been built in so long. Heck, look at your cell phone bill. Hoke, appreciate the call, man. Call back soon. Let's go to Greg in the OBA. Hey, Greg.
Morning, guys. Morning. I think it's a sad day for Alabama when, you know, you can perpetrate this tax in such a subversive manner. And I saw on the news where, you know, she was able to pull this together in a week. This has been going on for a long time.
Sure. Well, we talked about it. I mean, we were talking about this 2 years ago when it came up in session. But, you know, for the rest of Alabama media, this is a brand new thing.
Well, yeah, and I think that a lot of these, especially freshman legislators, they were in the tank from the beginning on this, and that's why they got all the Montgomery money to help them push over. Just look at our local race here with Chris Elliott. He outspent David Northcutt probably 4-1 just because he got all of that big paving contractor money, you know, from Montgomery. And I just, I for one, I am going to actively and financially support all the opposition on these Republicans who voted in favor of this tax.
Do you know what they're going to game? And you will, but the game is played is that most of us will forget, right?
Well, I hope that that a lot of these people will remember, and they'll be reminded when it comes up for re-election.
Yes, that's right.
They'll definitely be reminded, and I just think it's up to real conservative Republicans to stand up and say, you know, you don't tax me without my consent.
There we go. Appreciate the call.
Do you think the reason this seemingly snuck up on so many people is because it had been so long and the gas tax had been, you know, brought up before, and just a tax in general in Alabama is usually met with complete disdain? Do you think people just assumed that this would not happen again this year, and that's why it kind of snuck up on everyone when it finally did?
I think that applies to some people. I also, there's a lot of people that aren't engaged like this audience, but in this audience, some of those, that can be true. I'm going to say a thing that's going to get me in trouble, so go ahead and roll the recorder on this.
Okay, recording.
Because I lament so many times that people pay attention to Washington 10 times what they do for, it doesn't mean don't pay attention to Washington, but I always tell you to pay attention to Montgomery, and they're so busy worried about, you know, what George Soros might be doing, you know, nationally. Don't say don't worry about it, but they're obsessed with national, because that's what that's what feeds the cable news networks at night and all that, and they're obsessed with national. And I keep saying, I'm over here squawking on the hill going, hey, y'all, pay attention, Montgomery, too, mm-hmm. pay attention. And I thought, I don't know that many people do.
Yeah, affected by local politics much more.
All right, let's go to a DMB, like Dave Matthews Band, right? DMB in Fairhope.
Better than that. I'm huge, baby.
Oh, you are.
I'm bigger
that
than
DMB.
Dave
okay.
Matthews Band, okay? That's just, you know, you can build your altar anytime you like.
I am. False idols, I got it.
Your candles, incense, all of that. All right, so you said you made a statement, which I actually did when I was in college, I did a term paper on it. And you just glossed over it. It was something that was really troubling to me.
That I said it, that the court produces revenue.
That, you know,
it takes revenue. It takes money.
Revenue. Does that not bother anybody?
No, it's true.
Me?
Well, it gains revenue, right? Through court fees and all that, they actually, the numbers I saw from, I think it was 2 years ago last time, they take in more than they pay, you know, than it takes to run the operation. They're a net gain
so
for the state.
Are they for you or are they against you? You know,
ask that for all.
Money, are you think they're ever going to reform a cash cow?
Well, you
and
can
they
ask
afford
that.
To.
Yeah, well, you can ask that all the time. I mean, that's what I said when they put in. That's why I opposed red light cameras. When they had remember Pritchard was going to bring in a private entity to run their speed cameras. I said, is it about public safety or revenue? I'm with you, but it's a thing, right? It's the reality of what goes on.
Yeah, I know it is. But you know, it's almost like shouldn't we do something about that? I mean, you know, I had a judge tell me, you know, law and logic does not go hand in hand. But it kind of seems like they're all stacked against you, you know, that, hey, if we're going to make money off of this, then are we going to write a law that's fair and just, or are we going to write a law that is going to make us money?
Well, that's it.
Into that representation part.
Let's do this. We're going to, and because I'm up against the end of the show, let's do a whole show about that, because I love that subject. It's very interesting, and I think it's one that not a lot of people are thinking about every evening when they sit down at the kitchen table, so maybe we can change that. Appreciate the call. We'll pick this back up at noon today for Midday Mobile. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. Y'all have a great one.